Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 114, talking about what is a scholar. The Talmud points out here on 114 different definitions of what constitutes the ability and the capability and the attributes of a scholar. Rav Yochanan said, "Who is the scholar to whom a lost article is returned on his visual recognition of it, even without providing proof that he is the owner? Usually you need a simon, some sort of sign, some sort of a thing on the object that it proves that it's yours. It is that scholar who is particular to turn his shirt around if it was put on inside out." The idea of having derech eretz, the idea of having proper attire and making yourself kempt in front of yourselves, in front of others, and in front of Hashem, who is always in front of us. We should always make sure to be kempt and to be clean and put together, even if we're working remotely, even if we're working home. Hashem always sees us, and it's good for our own self-esteem and our own satisfaction, that we really should feel put together. That's number one. Rav Yochanan also said, "Who is the scholar that is appointed a leader of the community? It is one whom they can ask him something in any area, and he can reply to it. This applies even if he is learning the tractate of Kala, a relatively unknown one." The point here is that we should try to dip our feet a little bit in everything. We might not be able to be a master of everything, but we should try to know a little bit about everything. That's the wonderful godless, the wonderful amazingness, beautifulness of the Daf Yomi, that we go through the whole tractate in 7.5 years. We get our feet wet in so many different topics. We might not be buckies or experts in everything, but we should try to know a little bit about everything. Even if we're not masters at anything, then we could be a little bit versed in everything. We should try to make sure to learn as much as we can about different things. That's why I'm so big into so many different things, even though I might not be an expert in anything, but that's why I love doing the Pirkei Avos show and the Parsha show and the Daf Yomi show, because it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and I try to sign up for daily emails about halacha and things of that, and Navi and the like, so at least we could have a little bit of a taste of many different things around. We should all try to have a taste, a little bit of everything. Rav Yochanan also said, "Who is the scholar whose work is it the duty of his townspeople to perform? It is he who abandons his own interests and engages in heavenly matters, yet that is only to provide for his bread." What here we could learn from is that we should try to make sure to put our self-interest aside and help those around us, especially if we're involved in the community. Whether we be doctors or businessmen or rabbis or therapists or teachers or whatever, we should try to have the interests of those we help in mind, not to have any self-interest, not to be selfish, but selfless-oriented, and do everything l'shem shemayim for Torah, mitzvot, chesed, helping out everyone around us. And lastly, Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Who is a scholar? It is one whom they ask him something in any area, and he could reply to it, like we talked about before, in respect of what practical matter is the stated, to appoint him a leader of the community. If he's well-versed only in one tractate, he could be appointed in his own town. But if it's in the entire Talmud, he could be appointed as the head of an academy." Pirkei Avos talks about Eza, who is the person that we should appoint. If there is no person, sometimes we have to be well versed in everything. Sometimes we need to stand up and own up to the task, own up to whatever is around us, because there might not be anyone else. Sometimes we need to be that man or woman. We need to be that person, stand up to whatever is required of us from the community. So just a couple of lessons here on Shabbos 114. Join us next time on the Audio DDD as we talk Shabbos 115, and I'm your host, Reb T.